Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. This is Something Offbeat, a show where we dig into weird news stories and bring you roundups of bizarre news discussed by Odyssey radio stations across the nation. This week, we're covering the Cracker Barrel controversy that everyone's been talking about, and a story that bounces from Texas to Africa to Scotland. Then we'll hear from a seafood expert about Walmart's radioactive shrimp recall. First up, the crew at the Dave Glover Show at KMOX in St. Louis tackle Cracker Barrel. According to CBS News, the company lost $100 million in market value after it released a new, simplified logo this week. Along with the new logo, the company also plans to remodel stores with a more modern aesthetic. While conservative commenters in particular have criticized the rebrand, just, you know, regular customers are also a little bit concerned about what the changes might mean. Here's the Dave Glover team to explain.
Those Cracker Barrel people.
I mean, come on, man. I told Andrew this. I saw one comment here. I think I bookmarked it. I saw one of the replies on a tweet about that story. And this tweeter said, I'll be honest, I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in 20 years. If you ask me to choose which of the restaurants to go to, because the post has two pictures.
Yes.
One is the old Cracker Barrel interior, we all know.
Yeah.
And the other one is a new version of it, a modern version of it.
And then the logo.
And then the logo's changed. Yes. But this person said, if you ask me to choose between them, overwhelmingly, I'm choosing the old one. You haven't gone in 20 years. You literally contradicted yourself in your own tweet. What are you mad about? I mean, they took a dude in a chair off the Cracker Barrel logo. That's the change, right?
Well, the change is that they changed the inside of some of the stores. I don't know if it's happening to all of them or if it's only happened to a couple.
I think it's happening to all of them.
You're sad about it, right?
I am. I'm bummed. I like the...
I like trash on the walls.
Yes, I do. It's nice. It's a nice, comfy place to sit. They usually have a little fireplace with a fire going if it's cold out. It's a nice, cozy place to sit.
It was definitely
had nice ambiance too.
And I can tell you the one at 40 and K is packed.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, I love Cracker Barrel.
But I would allow the record to show that I'm the one who actually gets to have an opinion because I go to Cracker Barrel on a regular basis.
So do I.
No, you don't.
I do.
Yeah.
4 or 5 times a year, easy.
Can you more than that?
Yes. I mean, again, I'm not trying to be like the king of Cracker Barrel, but like the reason I go there, I told Andrew this.
That's going
to
stick.
The reason I go there is
just leave off the barrel part.
They serve me the food that I like at a good price, and they're nice. That's why I go to a restaurant. I don't go to a restaurant because of what's on the walls or what your logo looks like. If your food is good and it's at a price I like and the people are nice, boom, I'm in.
But it is important to keep in mind when he is giving his opinion on these things that he is an alien.
No, that's true.
I was just thinking.
We also need to remember that these changes are not being made for our age. They're trying not to become irrelevant.
Yeah.
With people that are 45 and under.
Yeah.
And that's who they're losing. That's who they don't have.
Right.
So trying to appeal to us, who you already have, or people that are older who aren't going to be around that much longer, is not a good business plan. They may fail, but that's what they're trying to do.
We should all be so much nicer to Wheeler. because he is clearly going to be the go-between between us and the robots.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're going to relate to him so much more.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. We also don't care if there is crap on the walls.
We are friends.
Okay, we think all that is so stupid.
Let me take up for Andrew for a second here. What if, Wheels, you went over to, like, your grandma's house, and you have a picture in your mind of your grandma's house and the things on her wall and her throw pillows and her rugs and stuff, and she was like, yep, I got rid of all that. We had an interior designer come in, and now it's, like, everything's gray and white and pristine.
He's going to say, it looks great, Grandma.
Grandma loves it. I love it. Yeah,
that's what he's going to say. Yeah, you know that's right. What he's going to say.
No, it is true.
This was answered before you even started talking, Rachel, because he's not going to cede even 1 inch of ground. He's not going to cede one old-timey gasoline ad worth of ground.
This is how my brain works, okay?
And yeah, your brain works. You decide something completely unfounded without thinking about it for more than a half a second, and then you die on that hill.
No, here's the problem, Andrew. I am not married to nostalgia. I don't care if things change because things change. If we're always going to do things because, well, that's what we've always done, that's the dumbest reason to do things.
Not wanting a restaurant to change decor is not nostalgia.
It is. That's what those decorations are. It's all old-timey stuff. And if we're only going to do
it... It's not nostalgia for me because I was not alive in 1890.
I understand, but if we're only going to do something because we've always done it that way, that makes no sense for a company that's losing its ass. What are they supposed to do? Just keep on falling until they don't exist?
But why would they alienate their current fan base or current customer base?
So you're not going back, Andrew. If they redecorate, you'll never go back.
They've lost more of their ass. I don't really care to. No.
All right.
I love the
Also, the food has been getting
someone
worse.
Tuning into the show. Someone tuning in for the show for the very first time being like, wow, what are they fighting about?
Cracker Barrel. It's Cracker Barrel. Okay, so I get not liking a change. What I don't get is why anybody gets personally angry about it.
It's not personally angry. It's just like disappointing.
But you're not the person I'm talking about. I'm talking about the rage farmers on social media like, this is why everything's bad.
Well, that's because
just grow up.
I think there's a large amount of people who don't know how to, they don't have the like emotional knowledge to draw the difference there between like, I'm a little disappointed by this.
Yeah,
this is a bummer.
Thank
I like
you.
The way it looked versus like, I'm enraged.
We've got a bunch
this.
Of people online that are 2-year-olds.
The example of emotional knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, but everybody's a 2-year-old about these things. We got to get rage. Which, if you don't like it, just go to another restaurant. Why would you rage about that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City covered the next story. It's that one I was talking about with a Texas woman who ended up in Scotland with a, well, you know what? I'm just going to let them tell you.
This is a weird story from the independent newspaper out of the UK. A Texas woman reported missing by her family Okay. Has been found.
Okay.
Living among a lost African tribe in a forest in Scotland. Are we following the weird dots in this story?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Trying to piece that one together.
At all.
Texas native Cora Taylor has been found with the Kingdom of Kubala, a group living in a forest in Jedburgh, about 45 miles south of Edinburgh, that is trying to reclaim land they say was stolen from their ancestors. The group is led by King Atahini, who was once an opera singer under the name Kofi Effa. Afa.
What?
His wife, who is Queen Nandi.
Okay.
And their handmaiden, Taylor, who now goes by Asnat.
Get me back to the Texas woman.
It is unclear when Taylor was reported missing or why her family was unaware of her location. She had been apparently given some eviction notices, had been targeted in an attack that involved someone setting one of her tents on fire.
She was missing from Texas and then
found in Scotland living with a lost African tribe.
Okay, if she was living with a lost African tribe in the forest.
In Scotland.
How did they find her?
It's a lost
tribe. You suck at being a lost tribe. You've been found.
She says in a video to the UK authorities, obviously I am not missing. Leave me alone. I am an adult.
Yeah.
Not a helpless child.
You have the right to go
absquatulate.
Join to absquatulate a lost yourself. Tribe right. in Scotland and absquatulate.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they're not a lost tribe insofar as they're trying to hide. They're just trying to reclaim their territory. And if I had to guess, there's not a whole lot of dense forest in Scotland, but I've never been, so I could be wrong.
I would bet there is, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Where do you think Robin Hood lived?
Okay.
All right, I'm moving on.
Yep.
So. Yeah, that was a crazy headline. I had to put it in the spam.
And I'm glad you did, friend.
I could not follow it. African tribe in Scotland?
Nope.
She's from Texas?
Doctors say a man is...
And finally, we've got the story about radioactive shrimp recalled from Walmart stores in 13 states that's been trending this week. And no, eating radioactive shrimp will not turn you into a shrimp superhero like that arachnid that bit Spider-Man. Tommy Tucker of WWL Radio in New Orleans was joined by the president of the Louisiana Shrimpers Association to learn more about shrimp safety.
If you bought frozen shrimp from Walmart, under the great value label, and they are from the Indonesian company PT Bahari Makmur Zahati. I would throw them away if I were you, because the company said the shrimp could be contaminated with a radioactive isotope called Celsium-137. Now, I don't know about you, but when I eat shrimp, I'm not trying to get an X-ray. I'm just trying to enjoy shrimp, which brings us to the importance of buying locally. And with that in mind, we are joined now by AC Cooper, president of Louisiana Shrimp Association. How you doing, AC?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. Were you surprised when you heard this or not?
No, Tommy, you know, we've been screaming this for years. You know, when the European Union turns them away and the United States buys them, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, they test over 50%. We test less.
Wait, wait, say that again. When Europe turns away from them and the United States buys them?
Yes, sir. They test up to 50%, and yet we test less than 1%. Mm. So you know there's a problem whenever they do that. They just dump it on us and drive the prices down and kill our industry for something that we know that is in there. We got agriculture testing. We have the federal government testing. Kennedy is definitely on board. We're fixing to see some stuff come out today or tomorrow that you're going to be really freaked out about. But
how did it go from... Or was it ever regulated? Did nobody regulate them? Then Europe started testing half of them, and the United States just stayed the same thing? Or did Europe always test 50%, and the United States cut it back? How'd that happen, AC? How'd we get here?
They started at about 10%. They seen he was catching so much of it. They went up to about 30%. Then they went up to 50%. Even China tests more than the United States tests.
So why don't we test more?
Because we're not testing. You test 1%, and... If you, and another thing that happens is when they test it bad, they give it back to them. And what they do, they put it back on the ship, and then we call it port shopping. Mm-hmm. They might go to Houston and unload it, and they got a 99% chance that they're not going to be tested again and come right on in.
But who's behind? Somebody's got to be behind not testing it. Who is that?
That's the FDA. FDA's probably.
Okay,
but I'm an FDA. You know, they should have been doing this a long time ago because we've been raising the issues for a long time because the results has been there. It's not something that just popped up. It's been there for years that we've been screaming it.
Tell me how tough it is to be a shrimper these days.
It's hard, Tommy. We're losing a lot of fishermen. You know, in the year 2000, we had 20,000 licenses. Today, we got less than four. So if you want to see an industry just dissolve and go away, this is the way to do it. You're killing us. We can't even make it. You know, we can't put money back into our vessels, so we've got to pay our bills, overcome our breakdowns, and try to save money for the wintertime. And it's just very hard. We was not making it right now.
What's the best way for people to buy fresh Louisiana shrimp and make sure that's what they're getting, or frozen Louisiana shrimp and make sure that's what they're getting?
Come to the coast. Come see a fisherman. Pick your fisherman out and come let him be your man.
All right, AC, thank you. And also check the package closely because what might be Dixie Seafood or Gulf Seafood, it might be labeled that, but you got to look at where it's actually manufactured, right?
Right. We have a lot of laws in place now. Louisiana has been stepping up. You know, our legislature started listening to us. We have labeling laws that have to be on the front of the bag. It was there. They can't use our culture. So we got a lot of things in place. Restaurants have to put it on the menu. So ask where your shrimp coming from. You sit down the restaurant, ask where the shrimp come from. Demand to see the box because they will lie to you.
Thank you so much for listening to this weird news roundup from Something Offbeat. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to The Dave Glover Show from KMOX in St. Louis, The Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ, and News First with Tommy Tucker out of WWL in New Orleans. Check out these great shows on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, make sure to follow your favorite stations on the Odyssey app to keep up to date with newsletters and more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.